Okay, it's springtime. People are starting to think about buying and selling houses.
Hold it, Michelle. It's not springtime. We're in February. We're still in the middle of winter. It feels like springtime, though, doesn't it?
It is. It's 80s this week in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Short sleeve shirts.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. But the one thing I did want to start talking about is getting people in the mood. I always say that every year, get in the mood, sell your house. You've got to be prepared on what you're going to have to do that.
And there's a lot of work to do that, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah.
So get started as soon as possible.
You just can't wake up one day and put a sign in your yard. I mean, you just can't. So I've got a couple tips to get you ready, and I do call it getting in the mood. So
let's get started.
So sometimes there's lack of communication with people that are like, Michelle, how do we get our house listed?
Okay.
Okay, it's a simple thing. You call me up, I come over, and we talk about a listing agreement and what it's going to take to get your house.
You just did
on
that yesterday.
I just did that yesterday.
I went with you.
Yes, yes.
It didn't take that long. We were there for an hour or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And to be perfectly clear, I am not a designer. I'm not an interior decorator. I don't do that.
No.
He knows that.
I just said you're not.
He's lived with me for 35,000 years, so he knows I'm not a decorator. But I know what to do to get you ready and get you in the mood to sell your house. And next week, we're going to have Amy, my home stager, that helps us give advice on that. And what I'm doing today is just telling you, if you are thinking you're going to sell your house, you have to start thinking about 30 days in advance,
You've been doing this 25 years. Do you get a lot of people come April, something like, say, okay, I want to sell my house. Mm-hmm. And you ask them, like, what have you done to get ready to sell your house?
Yeah. And most of the time, people aren't prepared. And I saw somebody yesterday. I saw somebody last week, the ones that got COVID. So I had to wait another week. But they just need some guidance. And when my stager comes in, she'll basically say, do this, don't do that. And she can save you money.
I've heard you say this before. It's a good cop, bad cop. Okay?
Yes.
You're the good cop.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to tell your clients, get rid of this, do that, and all that. Because
your wallpaper is ugly.
It could offend them a little bit, right?
They might have orange walls. I don't know why I'm wearing this today.
Why are you wearing orange?
I don't know.
I just noticed that.
Oh, it's like OSU color. It's OSU color. Yeah. Texas. What's going on?
What do we
it's
say?
Springy.
What do we say about OSU? I always say it. I support the Cowboys every game except one game.
Right.
When they play the
OU.
Sooners.
That's right.
That's right. So we're getting off tangent there.
Yeah.
So it's a good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
You're the good cop. You send in your stager, who's the bad cop, and just say, get rid of this, do this, paint this.
She's great. Yeah. She's great. Actually, it's really painless, and it helps. And a lot of people, once they're finished staging their houses and decluttering and doing the things that Amy tells them to do, they're happy. They go, wow, we might just stay here, right?
Yeah. And it's not... As you mentioned, some simple ideas, too, sometimes.
We're not blowing out walls.
Right. Mm-mm. Maybe move this furniture over here.
That's simple.
Get rid of this piece of furniture.
This.
Right.
Get a
paint maybe a room. Mm-hmm. It's not like knocking out walls, is it?
Nope. It's like you can get a pod. We'll talk about that next week. But mainly on this podcast, I just want to tell people, even though this is springtime, it's February, end of February. People need to start thinking at least 30 to 45 days or 60 days in advance before they're ready to really have their house hit the market. So mindset.
I'm just trying to think, what if we had Amy and the stager come to our house?
No.
That would be kind of painful, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No. All my designer friends, they always want to come and do stuff for me. The last time Julia Kirkendall came in, I was 40 years old. And she came and she did some things for my house. And that's been now over 15 years. I don't like to do that kind of stuff.
Right.
We haven't
right.
moved. Now, if we ever right. go to move, it's going to be a game changer because we're going to have to do exactly what I do when I go into people's houses.
Right.
So, but a lot of people right now, especially in our age group, they're wanting to downsize. Mm-hmm. And so they have these big, huge houses and they have to figure out what they're going to do with all their stuff. And another thing is, I know estate sale people, and a lot of times, in fact, that's what we're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going up to Owosso, and lady has a home from her parents that they need to sell, and all their things are in that house. that the family does not want. I'm sorry, people.
That's hard to get rid of.
Yeah, but
because it's kids don't want your stuff. Right?
Yeah, kids do not want your stuff. They don't want your china. It's true. Your silverware, your furniture. Huh. I've noticed that, though, in the last few years. Our kids don't want our crap.
An estate sale is one of the easiest ways to get rid of stuff.
Isn't amazing. It's painless.
You even make some money doing
that. Yes, yes. Right? And I sent her 3 referrals today to check out different estate people to see what would fit well. Because actually, that's really important because they book up in the springtime. Book, and I'm not kidding. They'll book up way till July and you can't even get somebody out to your house. So you have to kind of have that plan if that's going to be part of your moving.
So it may feel like springtime, but it's not. It's February, but now's the time to start thinking, if you're thinking about buying or selling or selling your house, to get it ready.
Yeah.
Now.
Right. I know, because we have several that are going to be coming on the market, and some right now we've already staged, and they're on the market. And I do get some people, to be honest with you, that say, I'm not doing anything. Just sell the house. We're moving out. Wait, I got one right now.
Right. What do you do in that case?
You don't do anything because it would stress them out. If it's going to stress you out, we just put it on the market. And usually they move out. They're moving. Mm-hmm. You know, some people had moved out of state. Some people are going into, retirement home or whatever. They'll just leave. And then they'll leave their green walls and their draperies. And so you just have to have a vision for your buyers that come in to say, it could look like this. Mm-hmm. And actually, Amy can do that. She can come in and she could say to a buyer, hey, if you just take this, this, and this down, it's going to look amazing.
All right.
Simple. Yeah.
So there are your springtime tips in February to sell your home.
I'm not confused. About doing that. I'm not confused. Well, maybe the weather's a little bipolar right now.
That's
but
right.
Yeah.
If we're out here next week, it could be snowing, right?
Well, it is Oklahoma.
That's right.
Yeah.